JC Corcoran Podcast.
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. Sat in the meadow, was shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And in days of yore, they met a young maiden. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass, pulled up her dresses to show us her ruffles and laces. With a white fluffy duck, said she was learning a new way to bring up her children and teach them to knit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the boys, just like girls sometimes do, to make it quite clear that she wanted to go for a nice pleasant stroll on the grass. Hurry back home for a nice piece of ice cream and cake that stood three layers tall. After dessert, she was ready to go for another walk down by the dock. But then a young man with a sizable roll of 100s and a big bulge up front, he'd ask politely, she'd show him her little pet dog that was subject to fits. He'd reach on over, grab hold of her small tender hands with the movement so quick. She'd bend on over and suck on his soda so sweetly till she finished it. Then pull down her panties to rub on her hip that she bruised as she ran down the halls. Cause he tried to force her to lick on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had been baking all night. If you think this is dirty, you're f***ing well right.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Friday, January 14th. 2022, 298 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. And you guessed it, the Schnucks Panic Aisle is open. There were people on Facebook last night going, who was the radio personality in St. Louis who created that? I was like, how soon they forget. How soon they forget. What are you going to forget? Who started Party Town next? Who are you going to forget? You're going to forget who started the Mets or Pond Scum? Come on. Come on. Well, as we said yesterday, the weather guys are having difficulty with this weather forecast. Right now, everybody's saying 2 to 4, but they're leaving open the possibility that it could be a lot more than that, like 5+. Also, I got to tell you, there's going to be a real cutoff in this storm because you go past Belleville to the east, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get nothing or next to nothing. So it is possible for radio stations in St. Louis to be talking to people who are going, what's the big deal? There's no snow. There's hardly anything here. But you go up to Kirksville? Kirksville, they're saying it could be a foot or more of snow tomorrow. And again, this is an Alberta clipper, which is interesting because you don't usually see really that heavy snowfall totals because the storm just doesn't have that much moisture to work with. But anyhow, they're saying 2 to 4 with the possibility of real spikes in the coverage area. And again, you go towards Columbia. What are they saying for Columbia? Oh, yeah, that's right. Columbia is the one where they keep going back and forth because they're not sure. And I will say this about the weather guys and women, for that matter. They're copping to the fact that they know this isn't going to go well in terms of the weather forecasting snow totals. So count on 2 to 4. We'll see what happens. Probably starts as rain late this afternoon, definitely early this evening. It'll flip over to snow sometime late tonight. It's going to snow all night. you wake up tomorrow morning, and that's probably going to be the heaviest of the stuff. You know, 24 hours from right now is where you're going to get out of bed and you're going to look outside and go, this is fucking cool. And it's going to be off to Art Hill. This is the joke we always used to make about all the new reporters. You know, you turn on the TV channels for the news and it's like, who the hell are you? Where'd you come from? And it's always these people who have been in St. Louis about 3 hours and they stick them in front of a camera and say, start talking. And, you know, the conversations around the newsroom going, who is this Art Hill? I hear everybody talking about this guy, Art Hill. Who is, we, you know, every time it snows, people talk about Art. We should find out who Art Hill is and have him on the air. Get somebody get an interview with Art Hill. Welcome to St. Louis, dummy. This is good news for everybody. Unless you have a satellite dish on the roof of your house. I used to have a satellite dish when we lived in that house in Chesterfield, and it was not uncommon for me to have to go out there and open up the window to the lower roof and then take a broom or something like that and start smacking my satellite dish trying to get the snow out of it so I could get some reception. And with all those football games starting tomorrow, you're going to have more people than just me out there trying to do that. So let's go through this one more time. Tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 on NBC, Vegas, 6.5-point underdogs at Cincinnati. Weather should be nice. On, let's see, tomorrow night, 7:15, CBS, Patriots, 4.5-point underdogs at Buffalo. And they're just missing what could have been the most fun ever because on Sunday, Buffalo is supposed to get 5 to 8 inches of snow. If you know anything about me, you know I love watching big football games in heavy snowfall. Oh, my God, I just love it. But we're going to miss out on that. Sunday at noon on Fox, weather is going to be atrocious in Tampa as the Bucs are 8.5-point favorites at home against Philadelphia. Big thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon in Tampa, and then a big drop in temperature after that and a lot of wind. So if you're putting any money down on the table for that one, take that into consideration. Sunday, 3:30 on CBS, Dallas 3.5-point favorites at home against the 49ers. Temperatures ought to be in the 50s. Sunday night, 7:15, NBC, Chiefs 11.5-point favorites at home against the Steelers. It'll be cold. And then on Monday night, the Rams are 5-point picks. And then on Monday night, 7:15, ESPN, the Rams were 5-point picks at home against Arizona. Of course, that game is indoors.
All right, what else we got?
A whole bunch of doctors, medical people, surgeons, stuff like that, put together an open letter to Spotify saying, this Joe Rogan guy, we know he's your number one thing. He's got millions of followers on his podcast, but you do know that he's on there every day saying stupid stuff and stuff that just flat out not true and probably costing lives because of his anti-vaxxing, anti-mask position that he has. And there are people who go, oh, censorship, because just because you disagree with somebody. That's like the Republican mantra these days. It's like you're trying to outlaw things just because you disagree with them. And it's like, no, that's not it. Yeah, we do disagree, but it's because your information is wrong and it's dangerous. That's probably costing people lives. The Supreme Court yesterday. You're seeing what all these Trump appointees are responsible for. They're voting along party lines. They said they weren't going to do that, but they are. And here you go. Biden is trying to put the curb on the pandemic, and the Supreme Court says, well, you're not getting any help from us. Maybe you could eat some superfoods, and that would protect you. I don't know if she started it, but she certainly contributed to it a couple of years ago. Dana Loesch, who used to work on the other side of the glass from me when we were at K-Hits at Union Station, and she was at that talk station, and she was literally on the other side of the glass from us and never spoke to me. Once I had my bullhorn, and I saw her down the hallway, and I just started shouting at her through the bullhorn, because at that point I realized she wasn't going to talk to me, so I might as well have some fun with it. But anyway, a couple of years ago, you know, because they don't really have actual real sponsors, you know, like car companies and beer and soda and stuff like that, the companies that spend tons and tons of money on advertising. She has beet powder. beet powder. I guess what they do is they get a bunch of beets, and then somehow they chop them up and dry them out, and then you buy this stuff in a jug, and then you put it in water, and then you drink this red shit, and it's a superfood. Which, of course, if you know anything at all, you know that that is something made up by an advertising executive. There's no such thing as superfood. That's a word that was made up. Now, some foods have always been better for you than others, and probably there's something in beets that's probably healthy. How can you tell? Because they taste like shit, and everything that tastes terrible is good for you. But let's not get carried away here, okay? Yesterday, we told you that Pete Davidson is in discussions with the Oscar people about possibly hosting the show yesterday afternoon. Fuel to the fire on that one, apparently. Well, let's put it this way. Don't be surprised if it ends up happening, because they are talking to him and they're thinking about working it out, and they're trying to get in younger people, and they think that maybe something like that would help. You know what? And they're probably right. How much fun was that Blues game last night? 13th come from behind victory this season. Their third straight win. Ville Husso looking good in nets last night. We know now that Kevin McCarthy will not cooperate with the January 6th committee. And I always say about the podcast, we do politics only when it's unavoidable. And this is unavoidable because here you have another guy who just basically says, eh, fuck you. And while there is something charming about that, people always ask me, why are you counting down this thing to the midterms? 298 days remaining in our American democratic system as we've known it. I've never perceived you as one of these guys with the tinfoil hat, JC. What's up? And it's like, I'm not saying to be funny or to be sensational or anything like that. I believe that we're going to have major trouble in this country, and I'm not alone. We're shattering our institutions, and one of those institutions is America is a country of laws. And when people just start saying, I'm not going to follow the law, this is what you get. Meanwhile, though, the Proud Boys are in deep shit, especially that guy with the eye patch. He's going away for a long time, because I'll tell you this, and I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know, and that is that when the feds come along with indictments like this, they already have everything they need to convict you. It's already over. You might as well just say, all right, fine, let's just go straight to the sentencing phase, because I know you've got me. And you know, they had guys with all these guns and ammo across the river in Virginia on January 6th, and they had like a rapid response team. It was a military operation. Some of these guys are going away for like 20 years. But I think the giveaway is the name of the organization, the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers, because ultimately it comes down to, well, who wrote the oath? And in this case, it's a guy who felt that Donald Trump had let him down, and that the policies that Trump was enacting were not far enough. And so he's on record as saying, they got him in interviews and stuff saying, the Oath Keepers are tired of waiting, and so we're taking things into our own hands. Those were his words. His words were, taking things into our own hands. We're tired of waiting. This is interesting because a couple of years back, 20, and I think this organization still exists. I don't know. It was a little more prominent back then, though, but these outfits, what was it called? The Promise Keepers. The Promise Keepers. And they have these big conventions and everything. And basically what they said is, we love our wives, and we're not going to cheat on them, or we're like really, really good religious guys, and we all get together in big auditoriums and talk about how cool it is to be like that. Which in and of itself is fine, I guess. And I'm one of those guys who thinks that, Karen Foss and Ann Keefe and the Kardashians and people like that, who just sort of make a mockery out of marriage. Again, it's one of those institutions that is already in enough trouble with half of the marriages ending up in divorce. I've had a divorce. But you start getting into these things where, you know, people get married, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Larry King. And I don't know. I there's nothing I can, like, provide of tangible quality that says it's a bad thing if you make a mockery of the institution of marriage. It's just something deep down inside me that says, if you shoot this down, this idea that you choose somebody to be with for the, you know, quote unquote rest of your lives. If that doesn't actually really mean anything to you. And again, it's not about the divorce. It's about going into the marriage in the first place. If you're that cynical that you say, well, this will probably last a couple of years. It'll be fun. And if I don't like being married after a couple of years, I'll just get divorced and I'll just marry somebody else. When you start, you know, with that attitude, I just think there's something wrong with that. We had a guy in our sales department, a really, really nice guy, a black guy, who I really liked, and I worked with him all the time on projects and, you know, sales-related issues and everything at the radio station 20 years ago. And he was a great guy. I loved the guy. And one day he pulled out the Promise Keeper stuff. I had actually listened for like an hour or two, like on a Saturday afternoon, one of the religious stations. I think it was that, Talk Radio Hell Hates. That's what the bumper sticker said. Talk Radio Hell Hates. And I was in the car. And I don't do it so much anymore, but I used to watch a lot of televangelists because I just, you know, you're watching it and you're thinking to yourself, they can't be getting away with this. How are they getting away with this? And so I was in the car and listening basically to, you know, this religious organization, the Promise Keepers. And then I left that radio station shortly thereafter and found out that that guy was in all sorts of really, really creepy, illegal stuff. And again, it's not the illegality of what he was involved in. It was the double standard. It was talking out of both sides of your mouth, because on one side, it's like, I am this pillar of society because I love my wife and I'm religious. And again, like I always say, that shit's got to come out somewhere. It's got to come out somewhere. When you have all of the suppression in your life, that little kink that everybody has stored somewhere deep away in the dark recesses of your mind, it's got to come out somewhere. So you're up there on Sunday, you know, helping the priest, reading sermons, and, you know, going up and down the aisles with the collection plate. And then the rest of the time, you're the BTK killer. It's got to come out somewhere. All right, congratulations to everybody who does not wear a mask and will not get the vaccine. Congratulations. You're responsible for shutting down all the Fuzzy's Tacos locations all over St. Louis and even in Columbia. So you're thinking about going for lunch at Fuzzy's Tacos today? Forget about it. They say they're temporarily closed. We'll see what happens. That's really depressing to think about. And all because people won't get vaxxed or wear a mask because America's about freedom. You can't tell me what to do. I was in Costco yesterday. I stopped in the meat department. Oh, man. They're going to have stand-up comics in front of the meat department going, yeah, the steak that used to cost $19 is now $44. And for the first time ever, Costco was out of cat litter. It's like cat litter. So the supply chain problems are extending to the cat litter industry. And even just, you know, you're going to Schnucks or Deerberg or something like that. You'll see places where the shelves are empty or close to being empty, or, you know, things really sort of honed down to the bare bones. But when even Costco, where you go there because you save so much money, and now you still are compared to the big supermarket chains, but trying to get a package of steaks, $44 now. Come on. And of course, the good news is it's probably going to last this way or even get worse. We're going to probably hit $4 on gasoline at some point here in the spring. But, you know, if you are looking for good news, everybody, I watch all these economists, I watch them all, and everybody says this is going to get better, you know, towards the end of the year. But the wild card in all of this still is COVID. Because if something goes wrong and the doctors and the scientists turn out not to be correct, or if we get another variant or if something else sort of pops up here in this COVID situation that we're not anticipating, and we're still dealing with this, and it's still not curtailed by the end of the year, well, guess what? By the way, I put a call in yesterday to my friend Christina, who is a retired school teacher who moved to Spain about 3-4 years ago, and we've had her on the show in various forms, you know, like right after the pandemic hit in March 2 years ago. I had her on because we didn't know, you know, you got to remember what your frame of mind was back then. We had no idea where this thing was going, how long it was going to last or anything. We only knew that apparently everything that was happening in Europe and in England and stuff like that was going to eventually make it to the United States within about 3-4 weeks. So I would have her on periodically to tell us what was going on in Spain, and damn if she wasn't right every single time. And they had a lot of lockdowns and stuff. They were following people with drones in Spain. It's like, you got to go pick up a prescription at the drugstore. Fine. The police would say, all right, we'll follow you there, and you go get your prescription. We'll give you a police escort, and come on back out, and we'll escort you back home. And that's the way they did things. And in Spain, people didn't see that as indicative of a police state. They saw it as, you're watching out for us. This is serious shit. And thank you, officer. I don't think you'll ever see that mentality in this country. According to a report from Andrew Marchand in the New York Post, Apple and Major League Baseball have had substantial talks about broadcasting games next season. MLB has been shopping the games around ESPN. They dropped out, namely those on Monday and Wednesday nights that have not been exclusive to ESPN. So it's not known at this point whether a deal would alter the exclusivity of those games on ESPN. Neither party has commented on the discussions. Just don't put them on Facebook. You know, the last couple of years, you're like sitting there. It's usually a day game, like on a Thursday or something like that. And it's like, okay, if you want to see the game, you got to watch it on Facebook. And you're like, huh? I can't record it anywhere. There's people who aren't on Facebook. And I don't know where they got the announcers, but the announcers for those games were absolutely, they were a joke. Oh, by the way, Sunday is the 42nd birthday of Albert Pujols. That's if you go with the original story that he's only 42. I'll tell you, I think I've told this story before, but you know, Bobby Bonilla was supposed to be our starting third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals back in what turned out to be Albert Pujols' rookie year. And Albert was not supposed to come north with the team. And in a week before the season started, Bobby Bonilla pulled his hamstring. I think he may have actually torn his hamstring. And that made room on the roster, and they said, okay, let's bring Pujols up, and the rest is history. And you'll recall, he played some third base. They had him in left field for a while. That didn't really go very well. And, you know, obviously then off to first base. Other birthdays on Sunday, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, 42, Kate Moss. Oh, man, a lot of miles on her at 48. Danny Ash. Remember her, the most downloaded woman on the internet? Huge, huge, huge boobs. 54 today. Sade, the Nigerian singing goddess, 63. Debbie Allen, singer, dancer, actress, choreographer, 72. John Carpenter, the guy who directed Halloween, The Thing, Christine, The Fog, Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from L.A., and most notably got to boink Adrienne Barbeau in her prime. 74 today, Sunday. Birthday. Let's get to the birthdays today. I'm getting confused with myself here. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, 53. Jason Bateman, funny, 53 today. LL Cool J, 54. Steven Soderbergh, director of Traffic. Aaron Brockovich, Oceans 11, 12, and 13, 59. I've met him. Good guy. Quiet. Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed in Rocky, 74. T-Bone Burnett, the Counting Crows producer who did all that great music for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, is 74 today. Holland Taylor, Charlie Sheen's mom in Two and a Half Men. Really, you want to see a movie? It's really, really good. Small budget, like one of these, you know, independent movies from about maybe 16, 17 years ago. Still holds up. Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it. Hope Davis. The movie is called Last Stop Wonderland. Last Stop Wonderland. It's a great, quirky little movie, and I highly recommend it. And she's great in it, by the way. The basic premise of the story is Holland Taylor's got an attractive daughter who is just very, very smart and doesn't take any bullshit. And you get the idea it was probably intimidating to a lot of guys and just, you know, had a really good sort of street sense. But she was just very unsuccessful at love. So her mother, played by Holland Taylor, takes out one of these ads in one of these magazines in Boston, and all of a sudden she's got like 62 phone messages with guys who want to date her, and the story goes on from there. But there's this interesting little subplot involving a fish at the Boston Aquarium. This movie is great. Again, it's called Last Stop Wonderland. rent it sometime and then tell me what you think. Holland Taylor, 79 today. Faye Dunaway, 81. Jack Jones, The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run. He did it better than I did. He's 84 today. Dr. Martin Luther King, birthday tomorrow. Pitbull, 41. Drew Brees, 43. Regina King, good actress, 51. And Chaos Mas Macho, Lloyd Bridges, would have had a birthday. He was born in 1913. Lloyd Bridges was supposed to have the job of the coach on Cheers, but he was busy with some other projects. They were like, Lloyd Bridges, you know, you saw it in Airplane. He had such a keen sense of humor, but a lot of people didn't really know it because, you know, most people had seen him in Sea Hunt back in the 60s and 70s, and not exactly a comedy. But everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's why he was so funny in a movie like Airplane, because he had this wicked sense of comedic timing, and we really wanted him to be the coach on Cheers. They ended up giving it to Nicholas Colasanto, and then he passed away, and then you got Woody Harrelson, who would have guessed has emerged into, I think Woody Harrelson can do anything. I'll see him in anything. I've seen him in some independent movies. He played the role of one of those guys with the United States military who has to go from house to house every day telling mothers and fathers that their sons and daughters have been killed in combat. And he's training another guy to do it, and the other guy isn't doing it the way Woody Harrelson wants him to do it. And it is a brilliant movie. What the hell is the name of that film? Because that's another one of those independent movies that, you know, if people will rent them, you know, a lot of people are scared of them. It's like, oh, I don't know, does it have subtitles? And it's like, no, it doesn't have subtitles. Woody Harrelson movie about the military guy who has to tell families their kids are dead.
The Messenger is a 2009 movie directed by Oren Moverman, starring Woody Harrelson.
There it is, The Messenger. There you go. Sensational independent film. David Letterman announced he was leaving NBC for CBS 29 years ago, 1993. Simpsons officially kicked off their own series on this date in 1990, 32 years ago. They originally started on the Tracy Ullman show, but then they got their own series. And again, the rest is history. Fantasy Island premiered on this date in 77. Bionic Woman in 76. The Today Show premiered 70 years ago today. It was created by Sigourney Weaver's dad. And on this date, 68 years ago today, 1954, Marilyn Monroe married her second husband, baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. They got married in January, divorced in October. Oh, one more birthday I want to get in here. And in a lot of ways, the brother I never had. The U-Man and I are still pals. I see him a couple of times a year. Sometimes I'll just sit with him in the booth at Busch Stadium while he's doing the announcing. We did that last summer. I think it was in July. And I sat with him for about 8 innings right next to him in this cramped little booth. We laughed so hard. Both of us had to change our shirts at the end of the night because we had pits. We were just sitting up there laughing. So, you know, every couple of minutes, he'd have to just, you know, stop and go, now batting, Matt Carpenter. And they would kill the microphone. And we would continue talking and telling our jokes and remembering old stories and stuff like that. I'm telling you, John is having a birthday this weekend. If you see him, tell him happy birthday. Tell him I said hi. Tomorrow is National Use Your Gift Card Day. And so get going, all right? They did a survey last year. 51% of people said they have an unused gift card or more than one. The average person was sitting on $116 worth of stuff. That was in July. The holiday season has just passed, so you might have a lot more than that. This holiday is mostly just a reminder. They say a holiday to National Use Your Gift Card Day. It's not exactly a holiday. Anyhow, they say what you should do is carry your gift cards with you in your wallet or in your car and keep a list in your wallet of the credits at various businesses and try to zero out the card if possible or write the remaining balance on the card. Some gift cards can be added to your mobile wallet, and even better, some websites like Amazon.com will allow you to add your gift balance directly to your account even if you're not ready to make a purchase. Like 20 years ago, when I was still married to my first wife, somebody in her family gave me 2 certificates for a massage at the Ritz-Carlton. I still have them. I never used them.
That's like $200 worth of stuff. Yes, I'm an idiot.
If you're involved in a long-distance relationship, recent poll said 31% of those work out and that's it. People define long distance differently, by the way. About half said you have to be in a different state or country. Other people said at least 2 hours away counts. If you're not sleeping with the person every night, you're in a long-distance relationship, okay? 32% of people who've dated long distance said they'd never do it again. 51% overall said they were long distance for more than a year. The reason most of these relationships fail, they say, is because of bad communication. There's also jealousy issues and cheating. Cheating was reported in 22% of the relationships. 11% of people currently dating long distance have never met the person in real life. 11%. 5% of long distance relationships are open relationships, but it's higher for one demographic. For long distance daters over 65, the number is 9%. And a 190-year-old turtle has been declared the oldest ever, 190. His keepers say he's blind and has lost his sense of smell, but he still responds to the sound of the CBS primetime lineup. And with that, we say the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Friday, January 14th, 2022, 298 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. The whole thing is in the can. Now, we post right about 7 o'clock every Monday through Friday here at jcontheline.com. We archive all the shows. You may email me, jc at jcontheline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Going to be off Monday for Martin Luther King Day, back on Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend and your holiday. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.